The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department arrested a second suspect connected to the deadly shooting at a Steak and Shake in South Charlotte. Tuesday's shooting left one person dead and sent two others to the hospital, including the suspected gunman. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has this report.
Kiara Murphy was arrested for her involvement in Tuesday's shooting. Captain Rob Dance told reporters Murphy dropped off Eddie Doe, the suspected gunman, at the Steak and Shake and drove away. Murphy faces several charges: murder, robbery with a dangerous weapon, and conspiracy to commit robbery.
Regardless of what the role is, if one person's driving, one person goes in, both are guilty of the exact same offense. And during the commission of a violent felony, if somebody loses their life and the actions the two have are the proximate cause of that death, then they are going to be guilty of murder.
Dance said Murphy and Doe are linked to a second armed robbery at East Coast Wings from last week. Police Chief Kerr Putney said he promised the family of Darnell Harris, the restaurant employee who was shot and killed, that he would remind the public that Harris is more than a number on the city's growing homicide list.
We always talk about our thoughts and prayers. That phrase is losing its impact to me. Yes, we're going to continue to pray for the family, but we also need to understand it's time that we have to move beyond having people like Mr. Harris sacrifice his life because a repeat violent offender is not being held fully accountable.
Putney said Harris was trying to protect others during the incident and that he saved lives. Brendan Ruffin, the younger brother of Darnell Harris, said he was always playing the role of the protector.
He would always step in front of me, and I'm bigger than him. He's a smaller dude, but he always had heroics to step in front of to keep you safe.
Ruffin said when he saw the news about the shooting, he immediately thought of his brother. Knowing what kind of person he was, he knew it was likely Harris would have been protecting others. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.